Nah, I don't see any problem with that.
Well, change is good.
I think it's a good move.
African countries are making us proud.
What a World Cup. What a moment.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. The leagues around the world have been halted as the 2022 FIFA World Cup commences. Five African teams in Senegal, Tunisia, Morocco, Ghana and Cameroon are all taking place. And as of this recording, Senegal have qualified to the round of 16. We wanted to get your opinions on the African teams in this World Cup. Who is doing well and who will go the furthest? Kaiser Chiefs and Italian sports brand Kappa have once again joined forces. Kappa will now be Chiefs' main shirt sponsor, and this is bringing some pleasant memories back for the Amakosi faithful. Because of this, we decided to ask you, what do you make of Kaiser Chiefs dropping Nike for Kappa? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Let's kick things off with the World Cup and the African teams.
I feel like Spain and Portugal at the final are going to make it. Like, yeah, Spain is going to win, like, 2-0, actually. And, yeah.
I think Ghana will go through. They are playing a good football.
I think the African nations are doing very, very well. I think they are representing us very good, especially Senegal.
The Africa World Cup, I don't think they will make it. And on top of that, they are like shorter something. Like for me now, the Africa, we support three countries. We support three countries.
I think the African nations are not doing good. I mean, so far, it's only the Western countries that qualified for the next round.
Firstly, let me congratulate the African team that managed to qualify for this World Cup. And secondly, it's getting tougher by this World Cup. But like one thing I like about African teams, they're adjusting each and every game. And I'm happy that they're progressing very well, even though we keep conceding silly goals, you know. And for national team that is going to go further, for me, up to so far, I'm looking for Ghana. You see, Ghana, they're playing very well. They're so consistent. But, like, I'm afraid of, like, they're conceding goals each and every game. That's my huge concern. But the point of, like, they're scoring goals, I'm very delighted about that. And that's the team that I'm looking forward. Maybe it will reach maybe a knockout stage. Maybe we can see semifinals.
So we've been very fortunate to watch one of the most unpredictable World Cup ever. And African countries are making us proud after failing to score even a single goal in the first games. And now they are doing so well. I see Ghana and I see Morocco and I see Cameroon. They are really doing well. As for me, I think Morocco, they are looking the part. They've got all the players and they've got the experience of playing in big stage. So I see Morocco going the furthest.
Our team as Africa, Sakuba Gakulu, the World Cup. More especially Morocco. Morocco is a promising team. Quality, everything is there. Class, everything is there. Sakuba Gakulu, even Cameroon, but I don't see Yamani Siapandu. It's only Morocco that can go to the last 16 and the last 8 die. Amanyazo Catalan and like macro stage.
It's not a problem with you, it's a pandemic. With the way back to my corner, they will organize by a team.
This World Cup, we might have two or three African teams in the last 16. Morocco is one of them. I can even say Senegal. I don't know about Ghana. They will have to fight against Uruguay on their last game. So I think this year World Cup they did well.
African countries, I think they are doing, but not great. There are few who are doing like at least great, like Senegal, Ghana. They are playing well. So far, I think it's still early for me to judge. But which are countries that I think they will go through. But let me just say, I'll go for Senegal. Maybe they will go further because their technical, like techniques on the field are the best. Okay.
Akulamazwe ase Africa nje ibhola labo lidropile bonke nje sonke. I don't think ikhona izwe lizowa. Engathi lizosimela nje lapha na ku World Cup. Sizobona wona nje lawa wase West Africa.
In terms of performance from Africa's nation, I think they are performing very well, and I believe Ghana and Morocco will go far based on their latest performance.
I will bank on Morocco and Ghana because Morocco is taking football seriously there in their country in terms of their structures, they are well structured there. Let's be honest about that. And the results are showing that also. They are disciplined. You see, they are well disciplined when they play. And Ghana, the team spirit there, you see, they are playing for the pride. They are fighting. They are the fighters, those ones. We cannot run away from that, you see, because in 2010 they showed that they were hungry, but they've been robbed. They were gonna go all the way to the finals if Uruguay didn't do that to them. So I think they've got those two countries, they've got a perfect chance to go all the way, maybe to the quarterfinals. The final is possible. There's a lot of surprises in this World Cup.
What a World Cup, what a moment. On the African teams, who they will go further on the last round of 16? Senegal, the rest will remain. Morocco, they will go through. Ghana, they will go through. About Cameroon, I don't know. It's a tight match. They've got tight teams, big teams like Bonom, about Switzerland, Brazil, Serbia. So those are tight. I don't know about that. But I bet on Ghana, Senegal, and Morocco, they can go through to last 16.
I think African teams are just, for me, doing good, even though results are not showing in terms of progression to the next round, because the number of points they have collected so far, it's not very convincing to confirm that they will go to the second round. But for Morocco, for me, is the African team that I believe will go the furthest, because so far they have collected already about 4 points, of which I believe if they win the next game, they will be guaranteed a spot in the second round.
What can I say? African couple, African nations that are playing on the World Cup. If they can pull up their socks, it's a high time now. We as Africans, we must show the Europeans that we can do it. So if these African countries that are playing there, they can hold on like Ghana is doing, I think things will be right. And then maybe, for Agnes' sake, maybe we can come out second or first. Let's just put it that way. We are aiming to go up until the last day.
Chiefs joining forces with Kappa is up next.
And that's really nice. I like Justly. I'm not gonna lie. You know, yeah. This the black and gold. Black and gold does it very perfect for Chiefs. You know, yeah. So I feel like it's like, yeah, great stuff. A great move to Kappa. You know, so yeah, it's very impressive. Things to do there, you know, yeah, it's very good, and I like it, and yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I think the Kaizer Chiefs getting a new sponsor, it's a great idea, because it's been that long while we were going with Nike, so I think it's a change whereby now we come with this new things, and then maybe it will work for us, and then give us a good opportunity for other people for work, and yeah, I think it's a good thing, which is to have a new sponsor.
But at Kaizer Chiefs, when they played, changed the Nike to Kappa, I think it's better that way. It's the good to kit Kaizer Chiefs?
I think they are dropped. Kappa is not what you anticipated, but maybe it is back to basics. It's a factory reset. So yeah, I think we'll see what the future holds for Kaizer Chiefs going back to Kappa.
I think Kappa, we use it before now and then. About Nike did pull out because of we didn't do well.
Nah, I don't see any problem with that. I'm very delighted. As long as the kid's gonna be good, I'm very delighted about that. Never mind about the sponsorship, never mind about Nike and Kappa. As long as the kid's gonna be fine and gonna look good on us. Yes. I can't wait for that shirt also to see the Kappa shirt.
Kaizer Chiefs and Kappa, I think this is a great move for the club, you know, in terms of business. The business is all about numbers. Kaizer Chiefs is a well-known team in Africa, you know, so the brand will be popular once again. You know, I will not look this on a negative way in terms of the Kappa brand. You know, when you go to the retail shop and you see those markups that Nike and Adidas and Reebok, Puma, yeah, they are dominating. But Kappa is it's a brand. You will see now the different designs, you know. So Kaizer Chiefs will put them on the map again in terms of the market.
Ari tsiri ta bona ko teng ka taba e ya ya drop wa anthu a Nike ta bona ro tletsa mo ya byang kuri fela eish ino bora na ba re nka pa ka bani ke ntse ga la ke re eish a ke ga le man Kappa old fashion ta no bona next season mara go runa ne re tloetse ntho Nike ya ke re Nike e botse. So Kappa yone ya ka nna a e be feel man, especially the tracksuit tsa teng ai hi maybe bona ba tsebe gore why ba e dropile Nike a ke rona re tsebe fela re tlone go latela re tlaetsang eya FIFA a ke sure ka yone eo.
It's concerned, it was just bound to happen after 20 years. I'm sure Kappa will do a good thing. I think it was a great move after more than 20 years with Nike. Kaizer Chiefs did the right thing to go with Kappa. After all, it's all about business in any way.
As for Kaizer Chiefs, well, change is good.
As for Kaizer Chiefs, Nike. Yeah. For Kappa, second summer team, man, I'm running a cool. Yeah. The NHL brand is the recognized internationally. The weakest brands, all I can say, the weakest brands. Asaz what is familiar sabo by it worry but Kappa highest form na and he won a good move. We go on okay but some Adidas or else Puma, but it was not the right move. Cause it played 5 years then I'm gonna renew Kaizer Chiefs to the Kappa.
Okay, Chiefs is a Yeah, at the end of the day, business is business. Like no solution. That's the one I need to keep
back on. For Kaizer Chiefs, going to ditching Nike for Kappa, I think it's the best movement. Kappa is bringing a lot of money than Nike. I know Nike is a good brand, but we are no longer looking at the brand. We are looking at what do we benefit from it as Kaizer Chiefs. So I think Kappa is the best. Even back then, Chiefs, when we were sponsored by Nike, they used to do good. Even Bafana Bafana, they qualified for World Cup. They won the AFCON wearing Nike. I think wearing Kappa, I think Kappa is the best when it comes to this thing of... actually, Kappa is bringing luck to each and every team that is wearing it. You can look at the most of the teams that are wearing Kappa. They're doing good. So I think it will be the best. But the teams that are wearing Nike are no longer doing good at all. So I think Kappa is the best option for Kaizer Chiefs. And we might be going back to our winning ways. We might see ourselves winning something this season.
When it comes to Kaizer Chiefs, dropping off Nike, I think that's a great thing. That's a great idea, because like as supporters and Kaizer Chiefs as a whole, Kaizer Chiefs merchandise is too expensive. To buy a merchandise that's expensive and go all up and down all over supporting the team while we don't get good results is killing us. I think Kappa will bring back glory days in Naturena. Because if I remember right, Kappa used to be our sponsor before. And we lifted trophies with Kappa. So that's why I think that's a great move.
Angazi kahle ukuthi isiphi sponsor between Nike ne Kappa kuyisona mhlawumbe esifaka kakhulu imali. Ngithi uyazi ukuthi Kaizer Chiefs yethu, kodwa at the same time ne-business, baku-business. So siyakhala ukuthi hayi Kappa or kanjani. Phela naye Nike maybe mhlawumbe ngabe ukuthi ibheka i-performance ye-Chiefs, ayisa-receive ama-trophy, izinto ekanjalo. So ngicathi nathi as Kaizer Chiefs kufaneke sikhuphule amasokisi sizokwazi ukuthi singaluza iy'ponza ey'fana nalezi nje kalula.
Le ndaba ya-Chiefs yawudropa eKapa, yawudropa i-Nike to Kappa, it comes as a surprise to us Chiefs fan, and I believe Mascati CEOs is all like we'll get Chiefs to Kappa. So I think it's a great move, even though we're not sure how much is Kappa bringing to Kaizer Chiefs, but I think it's a great move. Mostly who Kappa, because of Chiefs is the most supported club in Africa, and then which means Kappa is a taller advertisement shop. So yeah, I think it's a good change here from Nike to Kappa.
About Kaizer Chiefs story, for them dropping the Nike sponsorship going to Kappa, I think it's a good move. It's a good move as well for Kappa, because we remember Kaizer Chiefs years back they were using Kappa, and I don't think it's a bad idea. And then we must know Kappa is a big brand as well. It's a brand from Italy. So what I think, that's a good decision from the management of Kaizer Chiefs. That's a great move. Maybe they've got a good deal with Kappa. So, yeah, that's what it is.
Then with regards to Kaizer Chiefs dumping Nike and opting for Kappa, I believe business in our sport in our days is about business. If Kappa has offered a better deal than Nike, then obviously they will opt for Nike. So I'm sure everything was motivated by the deal that they got from Kappa. It's not like they wanted to give their back to Nike, but it's the deal that Kappa was offering them that I believe has made them to opt for Kappa. So it's about money. The sport these days, it's business. So whoever brings more money is guaranteed a place. So it's all about that.
Kaizer Chiefs dropping off Nike and taking Kappa. I mean, it's a business decisions. Those guys are in a business. They're busy with, they're in a business. So they don't care who's what. They want money. Money, 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 money. That's all right. What was the reason before when the Kappa pull off? They say, so now they're coming back again now. I wonder how much it was that they signed for.
One football fan sent in a message which said the following: honestly speaking, I don't see any dedication on African teams, but still hope Senegal will make it far. Regarding Kaizer Chiefs' move to Kappa, I believe when all things fail, you have to go back to basics. Kappa is a home where we started. That's the most wonderful move. The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.